Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. In the name of Jesus, amen. Man, look at all that food. Did you hear that lesson for today? Did you hear the Old Testament lesson today? The best of wines and aged meats, a feast on a mountain that will be set for God's people. What a feast. As I read that, literally my mouth started watering as I think about good old Thanksgiving coming up. Can you believe that's right around the corner? And I think about the feast and the food. You know, as I stopped to think about it, feasts and food are very It's a very important part of our lives. It's like anytime we have special occasions, we have feasts, we have food, and we have good food, right? And I know it's kind of funny, but one of the most common things I hear when I go to like wedding receptions and even sometimes after funerals, which are a celebration of life, so that's kind of a party too, to celebrate eternal life. So after funerals and even at birthday parties and things I've gone to, both as a pastor and privately, it's funny how many people will walk in the door and say, man, look at all that food. Especially we Lutherans, we know we like food. And so when we have potlucks and celebrations, we have food that goes on for days and days and days now, don't we? And I can't wait till we can come back again and hopefully one day have another one of our glorious meals together. And that will be very exciting. But look at all that food. Look at all that food. Food is a very important part of our society. It's funny because I remember even every time I go home to visit in Tennessee, even as a kid, my mom would ask me, what do you want to eat? And I would put in my order ahead of time, right? I would tell her what I wanted, her homemade frosting, which is the best in the world. I didn't care if it was on a cake. I would just eat a bowl of that frosting and homemade lard pie crust cookies. Those were the best things in the world. And her homemade meatloaf. Oh, man. Oh, fried okra and fried green tomatoes. Man, I would just lay it all out there, and when I got home, there it was, and I ate on it for days. Or going to grandma's house. You know, grandma never asked. She just knew what to cook. You know, grandmas are like that, and boy, she would have food all over that house, all over that kitchen. You go in, and the first thing she'd say is, come in and eat. And even if you'd already eaten dinner, it didn't matter because you always ate grandma's food. It was the best, right? And that's kind of how we are. And we have funerals and we have birthday parties and we have wedding receptions. We have retirement parties and the list goes on and on and on. Food gathers and brings us together. And it's an amazing thing. God knows that, doesn't he? He knows that because he knows us. And he knows that it's great to have a banquet and a feast. Listen to the gospel lesson today. This wonderful feast and celebration, and people are brought in and they celebrate, and they celebrate the gifts of life and the joyous things that are happening. Even our epistle lesson for today says, rejoice, rejoice always in the Lord Jesus Christ. God has given us this creation to enjoy, and he's given us food to enjoy, and he's given us feasts to enjoy. Because he wants us to enjoy this world. That's why he made it for us. He doesn't want us to live in depression and anxiety and worry and doubt and fear and despair and hate and grumpiness and gloominess. That's not what he wants. And those things are from Satan. They aren't from God. The text come to us today is a powerful reminder of what God intends for us in this world. I know it's hard right now. I know it's hard with the COVID stress. I know it's hard with the political quagmire we are in. I know it's hard nowadays. People just don't. I've seen these political flags for a certain candidate, and they're driving around, and they say, I support this candidate. And then there's a bad expletive, and it says feelings. Like, your feelings are terrible. I don't care about your feelings. I don't care about who you are. What kind of world are we living in nowadays? And then so all of that's happening, and it seems like it's gotten worse in this year with COVID. And then we have the racism stuff, and then we have our normal lives, right? Our jobs to worry about, kids to worry about, aging parents to worry about, diagnosis such as cancer or whatever else we have going on. We're getting ready to head into flu season now, and all of this. Oh my gosh, I don't know about you, but life is a little overwhelming. I do not like 2020, and I want it to be done. I just want it to be done. But see, God doesn't mean for us to be stuck there. God doesn't want us to be stuck here. And that's not what he wants. He says, you're going to have troubles in this world. It's okay. But take heart. I've come to give you peace, for I have overcome the world. And then he comes to us in these lessons today, and he says, listen. Listen to me for a moment. There's a mountain of salvation, a mountain with a feast, a mountain with a feast prepared for you today, as if those who are celebrating a feast for a wedding, a celebration of joy that is set for you with the best wine and the finest aged meats. food galore. Look at all that food that I have set for you. And on this mountain, I will swallow up death forever. And because of this mountain and this feast, I will remember your sins no more and set you free to live in my salvation. This is what God intends for us even now. And as we think about it, all of this has already come to pass for us in the gift of Jesus Christ. As Jesus Christ came down into this world to live his life for us, to give us his righteousness, to die on the cross, to take away our sins and to forgive us, and to rise up from the dead, to give us our entrance into the eternal kingdom of heaven forever, who is now there building our mansion for us. As Jesus has done this for us, we now live in this feast each and every day. We live in the feast of God's forgiveness, the feast of his unconditional love, the feast of his mercy, the feast of his compassion, the feast of his grace, the feast of his presence, which is unending in our lives, the feast of his arms wrapping around us to give us the peace and the foundation and the safety and the joy and everything we so desperately need and long for in this world. It has been given to us in Jesus Christ our Lord. It is the feast of all feasts that never ends for you and for me. And Jesus keeps on giving. Every time we read his word, he comes into our lives with the power of his forgiveness, his life, his mercy, his joy, his grace. And he lifts us up. He lifts us up and he causes us to rejoice in our forgiveness. Every time we come and we receive the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we are receiving a feast that this earth cannot compare. A feast that nothing else in this world can even touch. A feast and a glimpse of the foretaste of the kingdom of heaven to come as we eat and drink the bread and the wine, which is truly mystery above all mysteries, no explanation. It is truly the body and blood of Jesus Christ given and shed for us, so that as we eat and as we drink, our sins are forgiven. God declares them gone as far as the east is from the west. He remembers them no more. He sets us free. He gives us joy. He strengthens our faith. He nourishes us for the journey in this world. And he says, I have already made a place for you to be with me in heaven forever. A glimpse and a foretaste of the perfection that will come in heaven, where there is no more sin, sickness, trouble, or any anxiety, worry, doubt, or illness ever. Because heaven is complete and perfect for you and for me. Perhaps we see this feast the most, or maybe it becomes more real to us the most when we celebrate at funerals, when we celebrate Easter, which is every Sunday, by the way. And you may say, but yeah, I don't want to think about death. But if we don't think about death, we can't see the rising. If we don't think about in the reality that there's trouble in this world, we can't see the joy of the feast to come, which is the rising. Death has to happen so new life and rising occurs. Just like in baptism, we were buried with Christ in death so that we were raised with him to be a new creation and given his life and life eternal. So yes, death does exist around us and in this world. But take heart, because death exists, there's something even greater on the other side, a feast for us that cannot be taken away, a food for us with eternal consequences of life and salvation in the kingdom of heaven, which is ours because of Jesus forever and ever. Nothing can take that from us, not COVID-19, not 2020, not any presidential candidate, not any worry, not any anxiety, not any doubt, not any fear, not any illness, not even death itself can ever take that from us, because the table is set, the spread is there, the food is out. Just look at all that food that waits for you and for me through our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to whom be glory in the church now and forever. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.